Chapter 4, page 30, Miranda's Gifts. Miranda lived with her father, Don Ezequiel, in a large and comfortable house near the banks of the Pecos River. Don Ezequiel was a merchant who was often away on business, so Miranda spent much time alone. Her closest neighbors were the widow, Doña Benigna, and her daughter, Petra. The widow and her daughter were very poor, and Miranda often took them gifts of food. One day, when Miranda was visiting them, Doña Benigna took her aside. "You're 15 now, and you don't have a mother to take care of you. No one to comb your hair and teach you the things young women need to know. If your father married me, I would be like a mother to you." Miranda mentioned this to her father, and he thought it was a good idea. He married Doña Benigna, and on the day of the wedding he gave Miranda a calf. To the stepsister Petra, he gave a goat. Doña Benigna planned a big party. She invited all the neighbors. Then she pressured Don Ezequiel to kill Miranda's calf for the feast. To please his new wife, he killed the calf. Then he sent Miranda to the river to wash the stomach and the intestines. When the tripe was washed, they would cook it with hominy to make a stew of menudo. Sadly, Miranda went to the river, and as she was washing the tripe, a large gold fish rose out of the water and grabbed it. The fish swam away with it. Page 31. Miranda ran along the bank crying. She knew her stepmother would punish her for the loss. Finally, exhausted, she sat down to rest. "Dear Virgen, please help me." As she was praying, a woman appeared. Miranda looked up to see the kindest face she had ever seen. The woman wore a plain dress and a blue serape covering her shoulders. "Why are you crying, my daughter?" she asked softly. Miranda explained what had happened. "I can help you," said the woman. "Walk further down the river. There you will find a hut with an old man on a bed, a child in his cradle, and a pot with food on the stove. Beat the old man with a broom and throw him out of the hut. Spank the child and throw dirt on the pot of beans. Spread ashes throughout the house. When you have done this, look in the bucket on the table, and there you will find the tripe you lost." Miranda was surprised this beautiful woman would tell her to do such a dreadful thing, but she went down the river until she found the hut. She went in and found the old man and the child. "I can't beat this old man and spank this innocent child," she thought. "I have been taught to respect the elders and to care for children. Perhaps the woman in the blue serape is testing me." So she made the bed for the old man so he would be comfortable, and she cleaned the baby's cradle. She put water in the pot of beans so they wouldn't burn, and she swept the entire cottage until it was spotless. Then she looked in the bucket, and there was the tripe the fish had stolen. When she reached for the bucket, a star of gold suddenly appeared on her forehead. Miranda wasn't aware of the star, and she returned home. Page 32. When Doña Benigna and her daughter Petra saw Miranda returning, the first thing they noticed was the brilliance of the star.
"Madre mía!" cried Petra. "What is that shining on her forehead?"
Doña Benigna hurried out to ask Miranda how she received the star, and Miranda told her exactly what had happened. Doña Benigna knew this was a special gift. But if her daughter Petra doesn't have a gold star, neither could Miranda. She took soap and water and tried to wash it off, but the more she scrubbed, the brighter the star shone. Finally, she took ashes and she covered the star. Then she went to her husband and told him he must butcher Petra's goat.
"But we already have enough meat," replied Don Ezequiel.
"But you butchered Miranda's calf. Why not my daughter's goat?" insisted Doña Benigna. To keep peace in the family, Don Ezequiel butchered the goat. Quickly, Doña Benigna sent her daughter to the river to wash the goat's intestines and stomachs. Petra washed the tripe and waited for the goldfish to come and steal them. When the fish didn't appear, Petra threw the tripe in the river. Then she went crying along the bank until she met the same woman that Miranda had described.
"My daughter, why are you crying?" asked the lady in blue.
"My mother sent me to wash the tripe, and a fish stole them. If I don't return with them, my mother will kill me."
The woman told her not to worry, and she gave Petra the same instructions she had earlier given Miranda. Petra hurried down the river until she came to the old man's hut. She gave him a beating, and she threw him out of the house. She gave the baby a spanking, and threw dirt on the pot of beans. Then she went to the bucket. When she picked up the tripe, an ugly green horn appeared on her forehead. She didn't feel the horn, and so she returned home. When she was near the house, Miranda saw her coming.
"Mother! Mother!" she cried. "Here comes Petra, and she has a horn on her forehead."
"Don't lie," Doña Benigna answered. "You're just jealous because she has a star, like you." But when she stepped out the door, she saw the ugly horn growing on Petra's forehead. She was horrified. "Daughter, daughter, what do you have on your forehead?"
Petra couldn't see the horn. When she touched it, she thought it was a star bigger and more beautiful than Petra's.
"I did exactly as you told me," she said. But when her mother held up a mirror, Petra fainted. Her mother tried to scrub off the horn, but couldn't. Then she tried cutting it, but the more she cut, the bigger and greener and uglier it got.
"It's all your fault, Doña Benigna
shouted at Miranda. "You told us a lie." The stepmother beat Miranda and then went to tell her husband what had happened. She insisted that Don Ezequiel punish Miranda by making her the kitchen maid. She dressed the poor girl in rags and made her wash all the pots and pans. After that, they treated Miranda very badly, forcing her to do all the work in the kitchen. Each day she had to clean the fireplace, and as the days went on, she grew dark with soot. That same year, the king's son turned 18, and the king decided he should be married. In order to find the most beautiful, page 34, girl of the kingdom, the king invited all of the rich people of the region to 3 days of feasting. Don Ezequiel and his wife were invited. Doña Benigna ran to the village store to buy her daughter 3 of the most beautiful gowns that she could find. Then she ordered Miranda to comb Petra's hair and dress her for the first day of the feast.
"May I go?" replied Miranda.
"Of course not," replied Doña Benigna. "Look at you. You are dressed in rags and covered with soot. No one would pay attention to you." Don Ezequiel was sorry his daughter couldn't go, but he dared not make his wife angry. That morning he had found a little spotted dog by the river, and he gave it to Miranda to keep her company. In the evening they went to the fiestas, leaving Miranda to finish the day's chores. When she was done, she sat with her dog by the fireplace and cried. "Don't cry," the dog said. "You are about to get a visitor." As he said this, the woman that Miranda had met by the river appeared.
"Why are you crying?" she asked. "My stepmother keeps me in rags. She tells me I am ugly. I work hard, but I'm not allowed to go to the king's fiesta."
"We'll do something about that," the woman said. "Go to the barn and bring me 3 mice and a pumpkin." When Miranda returned with the mice and pumpkin, the woman splashed a magical water on her. Instantly, Miranda was dressed in a lovely white gown fringed with silver. The woman placed a crown of flowers on Miranda's head to hide the star of gold. But the most miraculous gift was a pair of perfectly shaped gold slippers for Miranda's feet. Page 35. When Miranda was ready, the woman splashed the water on the pumpkin, and it turned into a coach fit for a queen. 2 of the mice turned into handsome white horses, and the other became a coachman. "Now you can go to the king's fiesta," the woman said. "But you must return before midnight, or something terrible will happen." Miranda arrived in great style at the king's palace. When she entered the hall, everyone turned to admire her. She was clearly the most beautiful young woman there. But no one knew who she was. The prince was so taken by her beauty, he danced only with her. In a corner, Petra and her mother seethed with jealousy. As the clock was about to strike midnight, Miranda raced out of the hall, into the coach, and was driven back home. When she arrived, the woman splashed water on her. Miranda was once again a ragged, soot-covered kitchen maid. The 3 mice scurried away, and the pumpkin lay by the door. The following day was the second day of the king's fiesta, and again Miranda had to dress her sister for the ball. While Miranda was combing her hair, Petra told her about the princess who had appeared at the dance. The prince had run after her, but she had disappeared. "I hope she doesn't come tonight," said Petra. "I intend to marry the prince." They went off, leaving Miranda with her little dog. Shortly thereafter, the woman appeared and helped Miranda dress in a rose silk gown with silver fringes and the same gold slippers. The moment she entered the hall, the prince went to her side. He introduced her to his parents, and she sat with them. All the guests wondered who she was, but as midnight approached, Miranda ran out and rode her coach back home. Shortly thereafter, her parents and Petra returned. The women were fuming because the prince had paid attention only to the young woman that nobody knew. Page 36. The third and last night of the king's fiesta arrived. Petra and her mother locked Miranda in the kitchen and hurried off to the dance. Miranda and her little dog weren't alone for long. The woman appeared with a blue gown with silver fringe and the gold slippers. Miranda looked more beautiful than ever as she mounted the fine coach. "Be back by midnight," the woman warned her. Upon seeing her, the prince immediately went to her. Everyone wanted to know who she was, but she revealed nothing. The prince danced with her all night. Miranda forgot the time until she saw her gown begin to change into rags. She bolted out of the door hall for the coach, losing one of her gold slippers as